A tree that has barely changed its shape in 70 million years is standing in your neighborhood right now, and almost nobody notices. That is the cypress. Formally, the name refers to trees in the genus Cupressus, placed within the conifer family, Cupressaceae, classified under the order Pinales. These are gymnosperms, chayrash, meaning their seeds sit exposed, never wrapped inside a fruit, the way an apple or a cherry would be. The family is ancient and sprawling, 7 subfamilies, 32 genera, and relatives that include redwoods, junipers, and arborvitaes. Depending on which taxonomist you ask, Cupressus itself holds somewhere between 12 and 24 species. That range is not scientific sloppiness. It reflects a genuine problem. Many cypress species survive in small, isolated populations, with differences so subtle they resist easy classification. Now, think of a pine needle, long, slender, a single green spike. A cypress leaf is nothing like that. Cypress leaves are scale-like, pressed tightly against the twig, almost fused to it. This shift from needle-like to scale-like leaves was not random. Phylogenetic research shows it came paired with a change in how leaves are arranged on the stem, moving from a helical pattern to a decussate one, meaning leaves emerge in opposite pairs, each pair rotated 90 degrees from the last. The key idea here is efficiency. That tight, overlapping architecture reduces surface area exposed to wind and sun. It is a structural answer to stress. The seed cones follow a similarly precise logic, built from bract scale complexes, interlocking structures that researchers use to identify and compare genera across the entire family. The story of how cypresses spread across the planet is inseparable from the story of the continents themselves. Fossil evidence places recognizable early diverging Cupressaceae in the Jurassic period. One particularly striking find, a seed cone called Psittistrobus duncanensis, recovered from the Isle of Skye in Scotland, dating to the Alenian stage of the Middle Jurassic. Early Cretaceous deposits in Mongolia have yielded additional genera, including Pentaconos and Stutzeliastrobus. The family's evolutionary history tracks the separation of Lauracea and Gondwana, and later the breakup of Gondwana itself. That continental drift is why Cupressaceae split into two major lineages, the northern hemisphere Cupressoideae and the southern hemisphere Calitroideae. The family did not start dry. Analyses indicate that moist, riparian habitats were probably ancestral for Cupressaceae. Drought resistance came later, evolving as climates became more arid, particularly from the Oligocene onward. That adaptation cost something real. Greater carbon investment in xylem tissue, reduced water transport efficiency, and lower photosynthetic capacity at the leaf level. Here is where the chemistry becomes remarkable, chayrash. Cypress wood's legendary resistance to decay and insects is not accidental. It is the product of that same evolutionary pressure toward chemical self-defense. The dense, resin-rich xylem that evolved to handle drought stress also happens to be deeply hostile to fungi and boring insects. For example, ancient timber from cypress family trees has survived in archaeological contexts for extraordinary spans of time, precisely because of this biochemical armor. Genomic research adds another layer of complexity. Studies suggest Cupressus itself may have a hybrid origin, with ancient hybridization events detectable between ancestors of major subclades. A 1,944 gene phylogenomic analysis confirmed signals of this ancient mixing. The genus is not a clean single lineage. It is a braided river of evolutionary history. Remember this. The cypress is defined not by one dramatic trait, but by a constellation of interlocking adaptations. Scale-like leaves that armor the twig. Seed cones built from precise bract scale complexes. Xylem chemistry that resists both drought and decay. A fossil record stretching back to the Middle Jurassic, with an overall body plan so successful it has remained stable for roughly 70 million years. The takeaway is this. When you look at a cypress, you are not seeing a simple ornamental tree. You are seeing a survivor shaped by continental drift, shifting climates, and deep evolutionary time. Its resilience is written into every layer of its biology, from the molecular architecture of its wood to the geometry of its leaves. That is the pencil of God, precise, enduring, and far older than anyone standing in its shadow tends to realize.